Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Sometimes I have to dig deep, and then sometimes something will just pop up in my algorithm on Instagram, and I'm like, congratulations, you're the winner, bad take of the week. And that is what happened for me this week. And Abby's going to have a bonus one for you as well, as something popped up for her, and it definitely qualified for bad take of the week. So I'm just sitting there scrolling Instagram, and I'm like in the mommy algorithm. I got the mommy algorithm sitch going on, and this pops up, and the original audio is from at the greatness doc. I do not know who this mom is, so I can't give full credit, but they want their child to see a veterinarian, not a doctor.
Huh?
They want their child to see a veterinarian, not a pediatrician. I'll let her explain.
Son does identify as a cat, but I cannot take him to a vet because I tried that and the veterinarian told me that because he has human anatomy, that he does not know how to work on him or diagnose him with anything. You legally cannot. While I do think that is a form of discrimination because, you know, my son, if he says he's a cat, he is a cat and he needs to be treated like one, you know? I'm not going to press charges because I know that he could lose his license if he did work on my son. I'm not going to try to sue him or anything, so don't worry. But this is something that I want to raise awareness on because I do think that people that identify as an animal should be able to go to the vet. You know, that's the medical attention that they're wanting. And so I really do appreciate you asking this question. I think it's an important topic that we discuss because if we don't, we're never going to make progress. And these people that identify as cats are going to have to continue going to human doctors. And I just don't think that that's fair.
Now, I know this is a sensitive topic. I know I have friends who go to schools and there are children there that identify as cats. Okay. Like they have litter boxes for those particular kids to help them and to be supportive of their journey. Okay.
Do they have like a diagnosed mental illness or are these just neurotypical kids?
Yeah. Yeah. They identify as cats.
You said you know people that do this?
I don't. I know people who are at a school who have added litter boxes to accommodate those who identify as cats.
They really did, because that was an urban legend that went around a while, like a few months back, that they were adding litter boxes to schools.
Yes.
But if you know people who have
this
seen the litter boxes?
Thing?
Yeah, that's I'm hearing it secondhand, but this person has kids in a school and they are accommodating certain kids with the litter box. Yes. I don't know if the litter box is actually getting used, but it's there maybe just from like a what's the word I'm looking for? There is kind of like a support to lend to it.
An emotional support litter box.
Yes, 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 yes. But in this instance, I think you should embrace your children as they are, but veterinarians are different than pediatricians. And it's very important that as a parent, you look out for your child's health and well-being and that they need to see a pediatrician and not a veterinarian. So obviously when this popped up in my feed, there's a certain part of it. I was like, as a parent, you got to do what you got to do. But as a parent, you also have to do what you got to do, and that's to make sure your kid gets the proper health care that they need, because they do have human anatomy.
I just had a thought. Maybe we could put a litter box in the studio for Bert, because, you know, sometimes he has to pee and has, like, a very short window, so that could help out with that.
Okay, well, he doesn't identify as a cat, so, and I don't want that in the studio, but, you know, I really appreciate you. And I'm really allergic to cats, so we're just going to try to table that conversation.
The thing is, it's just two completely different anatomies. Like, when I take my cat to the vet, like, they have to stick a thermometer up her butt. So, you know what? If your kid is that determined to identify as a cat, take him to the vet or take him to a pediatrician, have them put a thermometer up their butt, and they are going to identify as a human real quick.
Is this the part where we tell Abby that's how you take the temperature of small children?
Yeah. That's what you do?
Yeah. I've never had that.
I'm adding that to the list.
There are things called rectal thermometers. And
rectal
that's, yeah. Thermometer.
It's the most accurate way to get a temperature.
For a small child, yes.
I don't have any recollection of that.
Good for you.
Maybe I've been a cat all my life. And I had no idea.
I mean, now we're so advanced, and they just take the little, like, you know, they shoot the little thermometer gun at your head, and they get your temperature. But as Cassie says, to get the most accurate temperature reading, a rectal thermometer is the way to go.
But you wouldn't do that to an 8-year-old.
No.
No. I was talking like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about, like, infants and babies, but they do exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Take that 8-year-old to the pediatrician, have them go... The rectal thermometer?
That's the sound it makes?
Yeah, that's the sound it makes. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, and Abby, your bonus bad take?
Yeah, I saw this from an account called Lexi_good_ on TikTok. She thinks ugly people need to stay off your TV screen.
The only marginalized group of people that I won't support being represented on TV is ugly people. As a redhead, I do understand the importance of seeing someone like you on TV. But if you put an ugly redhead in front of me again, I'm gonna rage. Yeah, I would like my TV characters to be relatable. In the sense that if they, like me, don't have basic math skills, but it's okay, because they're hot. That's the part that makes me feel better and related. If we share a bad personality trait and they're ugly, I'm walking out of the theater. And I hate to say it. Acting, sometimes you question it with the talent that's out there. Acting cannot be that difficult. The least you could do is be pretty.
Is she like the finest person ever to be out here calling people ugly like that?
No, I don't think she's necessarily calling herself, like, super attractive. I think she was trying to be satirical, but sometimes when you're a little bit too dry with the satirical sense of humor, it just comes across as you being a big a-hole. And I think that was Lexi Good's problem here.
Yes. Yeah. That, especially that last part.
Yeah.
Because acting is not easy.
Easy. Hey, it's Bert. First, I want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. You guys are the hardcore listeners right here. And if you like what you hear, and look, you're out listening to the podcast, so you got to like what you hear, right? Will you do us a favor and review us? Maybe give us 5 stars. And if you don't want to give us 5 stars, just forget that you heard this. Thanks again for listening.
The Bert Show.